in the New York Times. 2 years ago, Walt Disney Pictures reinvented the animated feature, not only with an eye towards pleasing children, but also with an older, savvier audience in mind. Disney truly bridged the generation gap with The Little Mermaid, bringing the genre new sophistication without sacrificing any of the delight. Lightning has definitely struck twice. With Beauty and the Beast a tender, seamless, and even more ambitious film than its predecessor, Disney has done something no one has done before. Combine the latest computer animation techniques with the best of Broadway. Here, in the guise of furthering a children's fable, is the brand of witty, soaring musical score that is now virtually extinct on the stage. By far, the songwriter's biggest triumph is the title song, which becomes even more impressive in view of the not very promising assignment to create a Beauty and the Beast theme song. But the result is a glorious ballad, as both a top 40 style duet heard over the closing credits, and a sweet, lilting solo sung by Miss Angela Lansbury during the film's most meltingly lovely scene. For the latter, which also shows off the film's dynamic use of computer-generated animation, the viewer would be well advised to bring a hanky. And Mr. Menken should make room on the shelf where he keeps his Oscars. Times critic Frank Rich, subsequently reviewing The Year in Arts, added that the best Broadway musical score of 1991 was written by Alan Menken and Howard Ashman for the Disney animated movie Beauty and the Beast. Mr. Ashman, who died of AIDS this year, and Mr. Menken were frequent collaborators off-Broadway, but had never worked as a team on a Broadway musical. Eisner himself, in his 1991 letter to shareholders, wrote that, "It is amazing how a single creative act can change everything. I know Snow White did it for Walt. Well, Beauty and the Beast is doing it for us. Beauty and the Beast is one of the great movies of all time," he said shamelessly, "and it will be around forever." Beauty and the Beast earned $145 million at the box office, making it the third highest grossing film of the year. Terminator 2 Judgment Day was the leader. The Times reported that at some screenings, adults outnumbered children by a ratio of 10 to 1. It sold more than 22 million video cassettes, more than doubling the sales of Little Mermaid. Beauty and the Beast became the first animated film ever to be nominated for Best Picture, and it won two Academy Awards, for Best Original Song and Best Original Score. Katzenberg had arranged with the Academy for Lotch to accept the award on Ashman's behalf. The creepy thriller The Silence of the Lambs won for Best Picture. Beauty and the Beast also won a special award for technical achievement, and in their acceptance speech, engineers Lem Davis, Mark Kimball, Randy Cartwright, and Dave Wolf thanked Roy Disney, who had supported their early conviction that technology could transform animation. Galvanized in part by Frank Rich's comment in the Times, Katzenberg urged Eisner to capitalize on Beauty and the Beast's commercial success and remarkable score to mount it as a Broadway musical. Katzenberg had been badgering Eisner to produce something on Broadway, and the company had made a few modest investments in other shows. But Eisner had resisted. "We don't need to soothe our vanity by becoming Broadway producers," he told Katzenberg, suggesting that it was mostly Katzenberg's ego that was driving the idea. As he did so often,